It is the end of the world as we know it. Pringles, which is known for its iconic saddle-shaped chips packaged inside of a cylinder canister, has released its first bagged snack in more than 15 years. The new chips are called Pringles Mingles. They're not only packaged in a bag, but they're also shaped like a bow tie, and they're air-puffed.
Hell hath frozen over.
Giving them a different texture and taste than the beloved Pringles chip that customers know and love.
But you can't put chips that are stackable in a bag.
That's why they're not stackable. They're bow tie shaped.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, they are totally breaking away from any and all Pringle tradition.
No.
And it should not be allowed. This should be a violation of the law.
Yeah, it should be against the law.
I agree.
The air puff snacks are supposed to, quote, melt in your mouth and be crispy on the outside and light and airy on the inside.
Something tells me this is going to sell just about as well as New Coke.
You weren't even around for New Coke.
That's a fact.
That was a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute disaster.
Each bite-sized puff or mingle contains two Pringles flavors. The three blended flavors include cheddar and sour cream, sharp white cheddar and ranch, and dill pickle and ranch.
Mm.
Sounds terrible. The iconic Pringles are not going anywhere, though.
Okay. Why can't we just stick with the tried and true?
Now, I've noticed that the tried and true Pringle has become harder to find.
What?
Yeah.
Just the normal Pringle?
I haven't seen them in a while. I was shopping at Walmart to get groceries for our trip in Nashville, and they did not have a single can of Pringles.
Mm.
I don't believe you.
We were looking for them.
Okay.
We did not eat Pringles all weekend.
Story here from NBC News. A judge has approved a $13 million settlement.
Unbelievable.
In a lawsuit over an unannounced active shooter drill at a Michigan psychiatric hospital.
Unbelievable.
For children. An event that terrified kids and staff and caused them to scramble for cover, text family, and urgently call 911. Someone at the front desk declared through a speaker system that two armed men were inside the state-run Hawthorne Center in suburban Detroit and that shots were fired, according to an attorney. It was not true.
Mm-hmm.
But the message on December 21st, 2022, set off a frenzy. It was horrifying, said the attorney, Robin Wagner.
Yeah.
Everyone went into, oh my God, this is the worst day of my life. People were hiding under their desks. They were barricading the doors, trying to figure out how to protect the children. 50 children at the hospital each will receive roughly $60,000. Staff, which includes 90 people, will receive $50,000, depending on their score on a trauma exam.
So, I don't even know where to begin, Scott. They tapped, this wasn't even law enforcement, because I think law enforcement would have said, yeah, we're not going to do that.
Law enforcement was completely unaware.
They tapped two staff members to run in and pretend to be homicidal maniacs in a psych ward.
By the way, $13 million will be awarded. $3 million of it goes to attorneys.
I'm traumatized just thinking about the story. Those poor kids, my God.
That's also not how active shooter drills work.
I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to.
If you announce over the loudspeaker that there's an active shooter.
Think about just the liability, Scott. Let's say you were there visiting someone in that mental health facility, and you as a concealed carry person looked past the no gun sign on premise and walked in armed.
Okay.
Then Dingaling One and Dingaling Two come running in pretending to be active shooters. You see where I'm going with this? Just the liability of doing something like that, where someone does not understand that this is a really ill-conceived drill.
Now, the two staff members who went in posing as the intruders were not armed.
It doesn't matter.
I understand.
Had someone else been armed, you see where I'm going with this. There was an infamous case many years ago where a professor tried to do a study in class on a college campus trying to prove how difficult it is to correctly identify a perpetrator when something happens in one split second.
Okay? Eyewitness testimony.
Yep. So the professor, and it's an interesting experiment, but it went horribly wrong in ways I'll tell you about here in a minute, thought, why don't we get a masked man to run in unannounced in a large lecture hall, run up to one of these girls sitting in the aisle in class, steal her purse, and run out. And then we're going to ask everybody after that traumatic quick event happens.
What was he wearing? What was his race?
How tall was he? Yeah. What do you remember to show that you're going to get, let's say there's 300 people in class, you're going to get 300 different answers when something that quickly goes down. You know what ended up happening?
I'm going to assume that people chased him out and whooped his butt.
Several young men chased after the, quote, actor and beat the crap out of him.
They were able to identify him very well.
Yeah. He had blood on his face.
Well, he was the only guy on campus running around with a purse. Maybe we tone it down a little bit and have the guy run in and scream something and then run out the door and then, okay, we just had a young man come in the room. He screamed something out loud. It was offensive.
On stage.
What was he wearing?
We're also ignoring the fact that this is not how you do an active shooter drill. You don't have people act like the shooters. You just practice the lockdown. And there's supposed to be a code word. You're not supposed to say, we have an active shooter in the building.
What was the code word when you were a kid?
I don't know if my school still used the same. And we're not going to share the code word.
Well, I'm sure they don't use the same one.
I mean, I can say what the code phrase was.
Please don't. Because in this day and age, there are so many stories in our stack today of people just being so incredibly stupid. I think the last thing we should do is share a code word.
Okay. That's fine. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.